last week we preached on a message, the righteous justice of God will what? Always what? Prevail. Amen. Can't get the word said now. The righteous justice of God what? Will always prevail. Praise God. And this week we want to, today we want to speak on something in pertaining to that. It might even be part of it is use it as a series. If you have your Bibles with you, I ask you to Bible, you turn your Bibles to John chapter 8, if you will. And we are, most of us are familiar with this story. John chapter 8. And as you're turning, I want to tell you a little story with my grandchild, my oldest, Olivia. Their parents let them come once for a whole month during the summertime. And they've been coming since, there are two of them, but she's been coming since she was an infant. And we keep for a whole month. And as we've seen her grow up, so, because they're living so far away. But she came and stayed with us when she was small. And she was in the back room playing, and she would fall on the floor and raise her hand and say, help me, Pop. I'm stuck in the mud. I'm there, what is she doing? And I pretend to, but I didn't know what she was talking about. And she would always play this little game and say, I'm stuck in the mud, help me. And I didn't know what that was all about. I didn't even find out what that was all about until this weekend. I called Miriam, my daughter, I called her and asked her, I said, you know that story? Because when I was preparing for this message, that somehow it came into my mind. My mind stuck in the mud. And I called Miriam this morning, and I asked her, I said, Miriam, what, remember Vivi was going through that stage when she was talking about, I'm stuck in the mud? Miriam started laughing, and she said, I remember that. She said, but I didn't know what she was talking about. I said, well, I thought you would know, She said, it had something to do with a book or something that they read or whatever like that. So I got on the line this morning, I looked up that little book. It was entitled, Stuck in the Mud. By Jane Clark. And it's about a hen who had a little chick, who played like they were stuck in the mud. And they would cry out, I'm stuck in the mud. I'm stuck in the mud. And all the animals from the farm, and even the farmer would come and try to help this little chick out. Even the mama, hen. And they all got stuck in the mud. The little chickie jumps out. And said, you push and you pull again and again. But I'm not stuck now, and I wasn't stuck then. But it comes right out that the little chickie was wanting attention. The little chickie was wanting somebody to play with. And the only way that she could get their attention was to play like they were stuck in the mud. So this morning, I entitled our message, if you're stuck, don't stay stuck in the mud of unrighteousness. Say it with me,
don't stay stuck
in the mud.
Of unrighteousness.
Now let's look at John chapter 8. You there say amen?
Amen.
It reads, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, at dawn, he came again unto the temple, the courts of the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, He lifted up himself and said to them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And when they heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Had no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Amen. Go and sin no more. Amen. Amen to God's word. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't stay stuck in the mud of unrighteousness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Last week, I told you, you know, as we look around in our nation, in the world today, it seems like the violent perverting of justice and judgments and the oppression of the poor are commonplace. Mm-hmm. It is so common a place that you might ask yourself the same question that Job asked himself. Does God pervert judgment? Or does the Almighty pervert justice? As I told you last week, and I will remind you on today, that there is nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
Amen. There is nothing new under the sun. And as we talked about last week, we said the righteous justice of God will always prevail.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to serve notes on you today that don't give up.
Amen.
Don't give in.
Yeah.
Don't be fretful. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try your faith.
Yes, yes.
Amen. God says it, didn't he? In the world you should have what? Tribulation. But fear not, I have what? Overcome the world. God is a good God, isn't he?
Yeah.
I want you to hang on in there. Say, hang on in there.
Yeah.
God's righteous justice will prevail.
Yeah.
Because he rules, we found out last week, that he rules in righteousness.
Yes.
Amen. In righteous judgments, in righteous justice, because he rules through grace. Amen. God is good, isn't he?
Amen.
Oh, he's a righteous judge. And the righteousness of God we talked about last week is a divine righteousness.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about last week the reason why man can't judge righteous judgment because there is none righteous, no, not one.
Yeah.
The word of God said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So in our, and Jesus said, even if your righteous doesn't exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, you can no wise enter into the kingdom.
Yeah.
Is anybody home?
Yes.
But so we see back to this story here, that very early in the morning at dawn, here Jesus rises up and goes to the temple and begins to teach. And then the people came to flock unto him, and he sat down and began to teach them.
Amen.
And who should come but the scribes and the Pharisees?
Right.
And here they come, and they were considered the religious authorities of the time. Amen. The scribes' basic duty in the New Testament period was to make sure that every Israelite was acquainted with the laws and rules and regulations.
Amen.
In this regard, the scribes also served in the judicial capacity, passing sentence in Jewish court. Their knowledge of and skill in interpreting the law made them ideal candidates for the position of judge. Amen. And the Pharisees was a religious sect.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Jesus spoke to a Pharisee. Remember Nicodemus?
Uh-huh.
Nicodemus came to him by night and they said, I know God is with you, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, you must be born again.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said to him, how being a ruler of the Jews, you don't know these things.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of times they were in a position, but they didn't know anything.
Right.
Amen. So we don't want to follow after, amen, people that don't know anything.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are to be called to be what? The light of the world. If you're saved, if you're born again, amen,
yes,
we are now the light of the world. And we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. Isn't that right?
Amen.
But so back in the story here, the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now what they did was, as Jesus was teaching in the court there, what did they do? They set up a trial.
Right. Yes.
They made a trial here. They had a court system going on.
Right.
In the midst of Jesus' teaching.
Mm-hmm.
They brought this woman in that said they caught her in the very act of adultery. Isn't that something?
Amen.
These were the religious authorities.
Right.
Is anybody home? God is good, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
They were supposed to know about the righteousness of God.
Right.
And they're supposed to know and recognize who they were in front of.
Yes.
But they had no idea. And they had connived and brought this woman, amen, without the man,
yes,
to be stoned.
Right.
Amen.
God is a good God, isn't
he? Yes.
And you know, sometimes people get caught up. Because see, sinfulness, the sinfulness of man, which is brought on by Satan, we know, who tempted man, and sin fell upon every man that's born.
Amen.
Amen. It's behind, always behind the scene.
Uh-huh.
And so his tool is sin. Is anybody home? Which we talked about last week was spiritual.
Uh-huh.
His sinfulness is spiritual because it came from him who was a fallen spirit. And an angel, an anointed cherub of God.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Who God found iniquity in his heart and kicked him out of heaven.
Amen.
And so he was a spirit. So he is the Bible said it was sin. He was sinful from the beginning. Amen. And so he propagated and made man sin fall, tempted him and made him fall in sin. So sin fell upon all men. Amen. Praise God. So he's behind the mist, but with their sinfulness, they were going to try to Satan behind them. They were going to try to trip up Jesus. So they connived in their heart. Their motives weren't right. They were unrighteous. Yet they were going to hold a court like it was going to be a righteous judgment being made.
Yes.
In attending of Jesus, the Word,
yes,
the Messiah. Is anybody home?
Amen.
The Word being incarnate. Is anybody home?
Amen.
Word being made flesh. Amen. The truth of God.
Yes.
Amen. The Messiah. The righteousness of God. How many of Jesus is our righteousness?
Yes.
It is the righteous. Praise God.
Amen.
God is a good God, isn't he?
Amen.
But here they come in, we're going to hold a court. Hold a court session here in the midst by bringing this woman through on wrong motives. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I wonder how many times that goes on in our justice system today.
Amen.
I wonder about the whole justice. I wonder about what.
Yes.
God is a good God, isn't he?
Yes.
But here they have the connive, scribes and the Pharisees. Sometimes people get caught up in stuff because through sinfulness we can have a mob mentality.
Yeah.
Some people follow, they might not follow him knowing what they were doing, but because they were fighting. Scribes and Pharisees, and they thought they were ruling enough, they were coming, they wanted to see what's going on.
Amen.
But they came to commit a murder. They were going to try to trap Jesus. They were so caught in trying to trap Jesus that they didn't care about the life that was before them. They didn't care about the woman.
Yes.
God's a good God, isn't he?
Amen.
Oh, but the righteous of God will always what?
Prevail.
Amen. And Jesus stooped down and began was writing. He didn't even lift himself up. He just kept on writing. And they began to persist.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we judge things, we don't even know why we judge them. Mm. And we judge things by what we see, what we hear.
Amen.
And not by the righteous judgments of God.